listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I want to read to you from Luke chapter 13, and I want to talk to you about two ways to repent. Luke chapter 13, I'm going to read to you verses 3 and 5. Let's take a look at those together. We read, Jesus speaking here, saying, I tell you no, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. Now verse 5, I tell you no, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. This Lord of love, Jesus Christ, who played with children and blessed them, who received sinners gladly, is this the same Jesus commanding us to repent? Look at the context to understand what Jesus meant in this very strong statement that he repeats twice. You see, on that day, accusers approached Jesus with a political question. Soldiers under the command of Pontius Pilate, the Roman governor of Judea, they had massacred several Galilean Jews who came to the temple to sacrifice. It was an appalling crime, and Jesus' accusers wanted him to express his outrage against Pilate. The accusers thought that Jesus was in a lose-lose situation. If Jesus criticized Pontius Pilate, the Roman government, then he would be an enemy of Rome. If Jesus agreed with Pilate, then he would seem to betray his own people. You know, Jesus, in his answer, he didn't really deal with the political issue. Luke says, Jesus answered and said to them, do you suppose that these Galileans were worse sinners than all other Galileans because they suffered such things? I tell you, no. But unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. You see, with this call to repentance, Jesus essentially said, these Galileans died unexpectedly and tragically. Are you ready for such an unexpected death? Jesus spoke of another tragedy that seemed to happen by accident. Luke records Jesus' words. He says this, or those 18 on whom the tower in Siloam fell and killed them, do you think that they were worse sinners than all the other men who dwelt in Jerusalem? I tell you, no, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. You see, Jesus, in Luke chapter 13, cited these two instances of disaster. One was an evil done by the hand of man, and the other was a natural disaster. Sometimes we think that those who suffer under such tragedies must have been worse than average sinners. We normally think of some people as good and some people as bad, and we believe that God should allow good things to happen to good people and bad things to bad people. But Jesus dismisses this idea. Jesus' point was not that the Galileans in question were innocent. They were simply not any more guilty than other people. We're all guilty. You see, Jesus changed the question from, why did this happen, to, what does this mean to you? It means that unless you repent, you can face the same fate. It means that we all may die at any time. So repentance must be a top priority. In both these cases that Jesus referred to, those who died did not think that they would die soon, but they did. And we can suppose that most of them who died were not ready. Now, in the ancient Greek grammar of the text here, Jesus mentioned two kinds of repentance. Verse 5, when he says, unless you repent, that describes once for all repentance. The verb tense in verse 3, again, it says, unless you repent, that describes continual repentance. You see, there's two kinds of repentance. There's the once for all turning away from sin and self. That's when we come unto Jesus and give him our lives and put our faith in him. But then we move on to the continual repentance that's described in verse 3. And every day, we should turn our heart and our mind toward Him. Dear friend, have you practiced both kinds of repentance? The once-for-all decision of repentance, and then the everyday continual repentance? You can walk in those, God helping you, today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.